100%. In fact, we're talking about this earlier. We are, and I can't believe no one else has said this before, the original Silicon Valley. We built the first transistor here back in 1945. We should live up to that name. And then so far, there's not been a lot of tech initiatives, let alone in AI, in the Silicon Valley to grow out. I mean, we're known as the Warehouse Valley, but we're not really known for tech. I want Alexandra Labs and GoCharlie and other startups part of the incubator, including part of Ben Franklin, to start really promoting Silicon Valley.
That was Costas Attalas, co-founder of Alexandra Labs and the developer of GoCharlie, a next-generation AI content assistant made right here in the Lehigh Valley, and it's designed to help you run your company more efficiently. Welcome to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and in this episode, we're heading to Allentown, home of Alexandra Labs, which is an AI incubator building responsible and scalable technology in a region that once led the world in innovation. The Lehigh Valley produced the first commercial transistors back in the 1950s. Long before Silicon Valley became a tech hub, the Lehigh Valley was also already making microelectronics history. So today you're going to hear from Paul Gosselin, co-founder of Alexandra Labs, and from Costas as they share how their team is shaping the future of artificial intelligence with purpose, ethics, and deep local roots. It's really exciting. I want to get one of these things for my company to hopefully maybe run this podcast. We'll see how it happens. A huge thanks to our sponsors, WDIY, 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. Get all our information at lvwithlove.com. Now let's get into it with Paul Gosselin and Costas Attalas of Alexandra Labs.
My name's Paul Gosselin. I'm one of the founders of Alexandra Labs. We're here at the Hamilton West Business Campus, just a stone's throw from Air Products' new billion-dollar headquarters. And our mission is to bring Gen AI to the Lehigh Valley to get the community excited, to find talent, and to sort of just, you know, educate and help not only the community with regard to students, entrepreneurs, and startups, but also enterprise business that are looking to understand AI more and to get involved.
Sure. Can you tell me a little bit about like the genesis of how do you even start an AI company?
Interesting. So I own two software companies, and my brain started working about getting involved in AI. I connected with Dr. Costas Attalas, who's a PhD from Lehigh. He ironically started his own AI company, built his own large language models on par with ChatGPT. And we got to talking, and poof, my brain went crazy. We met a few times. We came into this empty space. We were brainstorming, and he's like, hey, we need to create a lab. You know, let's create a lab that gets the community involved and really can help promote Charlie. It's pretty wild. I mean, we all know who OpenAI is. They've built ChatGPT. Recently, everybody, the hype is DeepSeek, a Chinese AI company. The crazy thing about DeepSeek was they built an AI, their large language models, for $5 million. Totally not sure if that is true, but what we do know is Charlie built their large language models for under $1 million that perform at the levels of ChatGPT-4. You know, so it's not improbable that you can develop large language models at a very affordable cost. But since ours are super purpose-built, the goal is that we're really focused on enterprise. And to take that a step farther, we built our own on-prem data center. So we're building, it's called GoPrem, and that data center essentially is serving our AI models on-premise, and companies can put a box in our data center, or we can take one of our on-prem boxes and put it in their data center.
One of those big things is when you're putting in stuff into ChatGPT, like your social security number, which you should not be doing, we don't know where that's going. But here, at least it's vaulted.
I think the data privacy regulation, I think companies, like, they have a lot of intellectual property, and we're seeing OpenAI, even Facebook and Meta, you know, scraping data for their models, and, you know, whether that's, you know, they're scraping that data and they're getting real intellectual property. So companies really are starting to think about this. They're adding anti-scrapers to their websites. So your data is the new gold. It's the new oil. And if you have data, right, if you have data and you have it organized, AI can leverage that data and do amazing things. So that's another benefit to the lab. We're really helping companies get their data in order, whether it's structured or unstructured. And that's an important thing for companies to start thinking about.
Talk about the lab. Let's take a look inside.
Oh, sure.
Give us a little bit of a tour. Go ahead.
Sure. So it's an open floor plan. Our theme is, you know, expedition and, you know, exploration. So Charlie generated this graphic of Mount Everest. All the graphics in and here were all generated with Charlie. That's Steve Jobs on Mount Kilimanjaro, Elon Musk, Amy Sue, Larry, Sergey Brin, and down there is Arthur Turing. Everybody knows him by the Imitation Game and creating Enigma, and essentially using a computer to stop World War II. And he really created the first sort of AI.
My name is Dr. Kostas Attalis, Lehigh University PhD graduate, founder and CEO of GoCharlie. I lead everything from fundraising, sales, but primarily the AI development. Why we have decided to build out our own models, I'm mad scientist here, but we've built a flavor called small language models. So we're not competing with like OpenAI to build these, what's considered trillion parameter massive models. We need 10,000 GPUs to run. What we specialize are models that are micro and small, meaning they're small enough to run on a single GPU or on CPU. And we saw a massive need in industry for this because a lot of companies don't want to invest in thousands of GPUs. But at the same time, a lot of companies need AI and don't want to go to Google or Microsoft or OpenAI to use their closed models. And of course, they don't have on-site PhDs to work with open source models. So this kind of fills in the need for companies to have AI, but running on their existing infrastructure. We've built everything from scratch, foundational models. The micro ones, we just released our small one back in December. Benchmarks so that it is competitive to like GPT-4o and all the big ones. We don't surpass their benchmarks, but we meet theirs. So it is competitive to that, which is, we're not as popular as DeepSeek, obviously, because their models are as competitive as the big ones too.
We're getting some PR as well. So.
But
and they weren't built for $5 million, we can say that.
No, they're definitely not built for $5 million. They're built closer to like a couple hundred million dollars. But anyway, with our need, we're really focused on getting these models into the hands of businesses to solve real business problems.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.
With that, I'm open to any other kind of questions.
Yeah, I mean, I think the value here, or when you're thinking, is local, right? So if I can deal with a local company like yourself, my company is going to feel a little bit safer inputting some data that may be sensitive or what have you. Can you talk a little bit about the privacy and I guess the trust that comes with being local?
Right. So the big part is unless your company, you're going to base your company, I don't mean mine, I mean like the other companies here out in California, where you're close to Silicon Valley and you can utilize their AIs, there's no real solutions here. Your only solution is really just to trust Microsoft or Google and go with what they provide. By being local and providing, also we have IT solutions here, we can enable business models to run either on-prem, you know, on-site within a company, or within private cloud with IT providers here. That's a service that really no one else in the country can provide right now. I mean, you could go to like a Bain or McKinsey and they can charge you like $5, $10 million in consulting fees to do that. That's the closest you can get to this kind of a solution.
And then just talking regionally, like, and you had mentioned it too about the Lehigh, there's really no reason why the Lehigh Valley couldn't be a leader in this. Do you feel some of that?
Like, 100%. Hey, why not? 100%. In fact, we're talking about this earlier. We are, and I can't believe no one else has said this before, the original Silicon Valley. We built the first transistor here back in 1945. We should live up to that name. And so far, there's not been a lot of tech initiatives, let alone in AI, in the Lehigh Valley to grow out here. I mean, we're known as the Warehouse Valley, but we're not really known for tech. I want Alexandra Labs and GoCharlie and other startups part of the incubator, including part of Ben Franklin, to start really promoting Lehigh Valley as a tech hub.
Yeah, Charlie, one of their big investors is Ben Franklin, and they provided a lot of support. And so we've got a lot of good synergy with them.
The collaboration has to be a component. You know, you're going to probably see some people who might be competitors and say, hey, let's work together because it lifts us all up.
And both of us, for a short time, were in Silicon Valley separately. Him in the 2000s, me a couple of years ago. I went to the Alchemist Accelerator. You went to...
Look, I have a great beard to prove it.
and we've seen there's such a great ecosystem there.
Yeah.
And that's why...
Culture. We're trying to get culture here. I mean, it's hard to get culture overnight, but, you know, you find interns, you find startups, you find founders of...
We have the universities.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a... I think the Lehigh Valley's in that position.
Right.
Where, you know, one of the first things you're worried about is, well, we have those kids. Let's, if we can keep them here, you know.
And I think we are the first incubator accelerator for AI in Pennsylvania.
On the East Coast, really.
In the East Coast. So, I mean, there are some at universities, but they're really more like groups and not necessarily actual, you know, incubators.
What do you feel like the next year we may see? I know it's impossible to predict, so it's more of like a, what's your guess? But like, what are some of the exciting things to look for?
I'll end with two notes, what's coming next year and what's going to come in the next 5-10 years.
Right.
And this ties into the idea of why we need more AI initiatives, because this is going to be the last major tech trend before AI kind of takes over everything. And that sounds like I'm exaggerating, but...
I wish he wasn't.
So in the next year, with us and with the AI world, we will see more of AI agents. This term is already becoming a buzz term, but what that really means is that they're going to start using software. So if a job can be done remotely on your laptop using maybe 5-4 tools, Zoom, Slack, you know, WordPress, whatever, AI is coming for that. In the next 5 to 10 years, AI is going to perfect those workflows. Right now, it's a great assistant, and it's going to get even better. In fact, it's going to level the playing field where every single person, whether you're a marketer or a software developer, is going to be competing for entry-level jobs because they'll have the skills of a senior developer or a senior marketer thanks to AI. Mm-hmm. It's going to get very competitive.
And I mean, the big movement has been in hardware, NVIDIA and processors, but Sam Altman from OpenAI said the next generation of AI is going to be software and creating this software that enables companies to reach better efficiency, solve problems faster.
And really, it's about owning your AI in the future.
We're
not going to be beholden to the overlords in Silicon Valley anymore.
So, and we can do it locally and work with companies.
The whole point is locally, yes. Yeah. And the beauty of us is that we're going to work with all the local enterprises, and we're hoping to start a trend with other startups to also work with local companies instead of just, again, being beholden.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think some of these local companies that we're in talks with now, the companies you'd expect that we're talking to, some big companies, but they want security and they want on-prem. Yeah.
Exciting and also a little nervous for the future, but thank you guys so much for
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
All right.